Day 70 or March the 11th. God can change you if you let him. Our thoughts today are rooted in Judges chapter 15 verse 7. Samson said to them, "Since you acted like this, I swear that I won't stop until I get my revenge on you." First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Today we're considering one of the best known of Israel's judges. He is one of the best known characters in the Bible. I remember regularly reading the account of Samson as a child. I used the Sunday school gift that I still have today, a King James Bible. Samson was dedicated to God by his parents, but he rebelled when it came to living according to the promises involved with being a Nazarite. He did, however, keep the long hair part of the agreement. He wasn't good with women, and it finally cost him his hair and his eyesight when he was betrayed by Delilah and captured by the Philistines. In his last days, he came to his senses and turned back to God. He died bringing a whole temple down upon him and his enemies. And now, our action step for today. Samson was an impetuous man who acted first and thought second. Some of us have this same weakness, and I believe that is why Simon Peter is amongst the most popular disciples of Jesus. However, we need to be careful with this line of thinking. Just because someone has a particular weakness and is nevertheless used greatly by God, it doesn't mean that their weakness is acceptable in other people. I have to say that I do see red on occasions when people say, "Well, that's just so-and-so. That's what they're like. Not good enough." We are responsible before God to work with him on our sanctification. It's not simply a matter of sitting back and expecting God to do everything. If you have a particular weakness which you know is harming your daily witness, then ask God today to help you to begin to put it right in your life. Take the first step, and God will be alongside you immediately, strengthening you in your resolve.